after the Kedusha of today's bris, and I definitely accept the difficult things that were involved in getting here from Eretz Yisrael. You're all aware of the fact that yesterday's trip was, in a sense, a type of a nes, a miracle. And most of the people on board said that the bracha, Birkas HaGemel, should be said. In any event, to understand that going to a mitzvah, then there is a very strong shmirah protection from above. So let's say that today's bris is so holy that it may have saved 400 lives as its first step. As far as the Irach HaNimrah himself, who I think we can call already Rav Nachman Shlita, has a very illustrious background. It's a pity that his mother's not here to hear this. Who has parents that, let's hope that he follows in the steps of these parents. They'll be zochah to see a nachas, seeing him bro kara de avuva. Kara means the steps, the feet, to follow the footsteps of the parents, and it'll be deserving of that name. He has talents. We see that he's building up a voice for a chazan, chazonish, maybe a good speaker, but the bris itself, Baruch Hashem, was on the highest level, kedusha. It's a big schir to be zochah to the right kind of a male, which is not the child's doing. The right kind of a father, also not the child's choice. But Baruch Hashem, that this child has a very good beginning in life. The parents should be zochah to see a true nachas, a teira nachas, from this child and from the twin sister that was born, who can't even complain about being shunned. Her brother gets the whole limelight, and she's practically ignored. But she too is there to protect him. The girl is born first, and the child, the brother, is immune for life against any ayin hara. Now, it's only fit at the time of this Sudas Mitzvah, Divrei Teira should be said. I would much rather prefer to have the Avi HaBen say Divrei Teira. If he had been passed out and asked that his proxy take over, I should take over. I won't do as well as the Abi Ben could do, because you know how a father, a son, a proud father speaks, wow. But a few words that are fit for an illustrious child, so pure with such a holy name, especially who he's named after. He should be zechut to truly follow the Ruach, the Derech, the Mesila of Rabbeinu Zal. Just a few short words. And I hope that you'll have patience to bear with me, because when I look at it, when I think about these words, that they're honestly a little bit too deep for me to understand. Maybe you'll succeed a little better, but one thing is certain, that at a moment like this, when Eliyahu Navi is here, his presence is here, so surely our neshamas have received a kapara, forgiveness for our sins, our neshamas are purified, that they could absorb these words of Teira, even if physically, mentally, we don't understand it. Let's at least try. Masazel says, what is the reason that the bris is made on the eighth day? Why must a full week pass by before the bris is made? Secondly, why not at the end of a week? In other words, on the seventh day itself, the last day of the week. Why the eighth? A number of answers are given. Masazel says that physically, we are guided and governed by time, zman. We have time that governs all our actions. Our lives are made up of time. That's only on this world, below. In heaven, above, or spiritually, there is no time. There are no minutes, days, years. Time is only below, in this physical life. Above time itself, above the entire concept of time, not governed by time, is the heavenly realm or the spiritual realm. A person is supposed to purify himself to the point where he reaches that part which is above time, above the essence of time. Called the Malam and Azman. Now, time consists of 7 days. These 7 days continually rotate. 7 days finish. Shabbat Lekim La'aseis. La'aseis means that on Shabbos there is a Shefa created to give life, La'aseis, to create a new week, a new 7 days. So that we have this continuous revolution of time of 7 day periods. One time itself, which consists of 7 days, ends, we come to the eighth day, that could be considered or classified as above time. We go beyond the 7 days to the eighth day itself. So the Kiddush of the Bris is made on the eighth day, which is the Mala Min Hazman, above time, and therefore, that's the importance of the eighth day. Now what needs a little bit elaboration, clarification, I hope I can supply a little of it, because it's a very difficult topic, is why should the top level of time be considered the seventh day itself? The Kedusha of Shabbos is so holy spiritually, we should finish time with that. should be considered above time, or at least above the physical realm. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is so holy that it's a part of Gan Eden itself. Now we know, to go slightly into a difficult point, we know that there are seven Sfiras. Seven Sfiras, lower ones, and three upper ones. The seven Sfiras are also known as the seven heavens. Seven heavens are classified as physical heavens. We have seven sections. The world is divided into seven different sections, or continents, whatever we call it, different climates. Each one has a separate heaven. There is the eighth heaven that is higher, that is above. That eighth heaven is the heaven that is above Eretz Yisrael. That is so holy that there is no guardian angel over that section of the world. It's only Hashem himself. The same thing that we have these seven Sfiras, from Chesed till Malchus, which two correspond to 7 days of the week. And then we have something above, the eighth heaven, the eighth sphere, which is Bina. Bina, like the mother of these seven children. Bina, which is above these seven, and which apparently is above the Shabbos. There is a Kedusha that hovers above the Shabbos itself, above these seven. Now, to understand it a little better, a little clearer, the sixth Sfira is called Tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik. Yosef HaTzaddik, who is the sixth one, very fittingly corresponds to the Gematria, six times Hashem's name, six times Yitke Vavke, 626, is the Gematria exactly Yosef. Yosef's father, Yaakov, is his father, that's one step above, seven. Yaakov, the Gematria, seven times. We come now to the eighth time, Yaakov is seven times Hashem's name. The eighth time, eight times Hashem's name, is Yaakov's father, Yitzchak, exactly. Yitzchak is Din, and Bina, the mother, is Din. And also, very fittingly too, the whole bris revolves around one figure, Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi, we know, is Pinchas. Pinchas Begimatria, also Pinchas Begimatria, eight times Hashem's name. And that's why the Gemara says that certain angels move at a certain speed, one step, two steps, and Eliyahu Navi moves with four steps, which means four times. Eliyahu Navi is Begimatria Pinchas. Four times, Shem Bon, Eliyahu Navi, Begimatria Pinchas, which is eight times Hashem's name. Now, we have established, I'm trying to make this as simplified as possible, but I want to get to the point, which I think is a chiddush, not too big, but let's say for my size, it's a fair-sized chiddush. The Rizal says, it's brought that the trees, too, represent Sfiras. The tallest tree, or the most majestic tree, is the Erez. The Erez, cedar tree, Erez Balvonain, the Erez is Bina, because Erez Begimatria, eight times Hashem's name. Erez Begimatria Pinchas. That's why it's obvious, it seems to me, that Erez Balvonain, Balvonain is Lev Nun, Lev Bina is Libra, and Nun is 50, Nun Shari Bina. That's why the Erez Big Bina, Balvonain. But I think that with this too, we can actually answer the questions we brought up. Now, we know that the 6 days represent the 6 days of the week. Rabbeinu Zal's first story is pretty nice. It's about the king who had seven children, six sons and one daughter. The six sons, the king is Hashem, who created 6 days of the week. One daughter, the Shabbos Malka, Shabbos princess. These are the seven. The mother would be the Bina. But since the seventh day is the Shabbos, what would now represent the eighth? There must be something represented. So we have here the Sfira, it's the Sfira of Malchus. Sfira of Malchus, seventh Sfira, Malchus, Malkisa, Shabbos. The princess, the Shabbos princess. We speak now of Bina, it means then that we have the Torah itself is divided into Nigla and Nistar. Nigla means that part which is revealed, simple to read and explain. Nistar means the hidden part of the Torah. Hidden part of the Torah that is not known, that is completely Nistar, that's way above. That's above the Nigla. The hidden part of the Torah is Bina. The word Bina itself means you must understand more deeply than what you see on the surface. The whole concept of Bina, understanding, is to understand deeply. So therefore, Bina represents the hidden part of the Torah. Now, we have two, in the Shabbos itself, two parts. We have the Nigla, Ata, and Hu. The Nigla, the revealed part, and the deeper concept of Shabbos, the Seder of Shabbos. So that Shabbos itself, therefore, has in it both Sfiras. Shabbos is Shabbos Malchus, sort of Malchus, and Shabbos is also they beat them. This, obviously, when we say we start a Shabbos Kiddush, we say Rozo de Shabbos. Rozo de Soy, the secret of Shabbos. Rozo is the word Erez, which the Rizal says is Bina. What is that? That's the Erez, the Bina, the Soy, the secret of Shabbos. Rozo, that's eight times Hashem's name. Eight times Hashem, because that is, that represents the Bina, which is Eliyahu Navi, which is Pinchas. And this is the reason why at the Bris, we have it on the eighth day, with Eliyahu Navi present as the main thing, because he is eight times Shem Hashem as Pinchas. This is the what we strive for in the Kiddusha of Bris. Why is it so big a mitzvah? A person should come to do tshuva at the Bris. A person should be zechut to high elevation, high standards, a high advancement, promotion spiritually, because of the Kedusha of Bina. Bina, the mother that can nurse all her children, the entire Am Yisrael with this Kedusha. That's the reason why the Bris Kedush of Nosodal says is on the eighth day Dafka. So the eighth day is Zechut to Bina itself. The highest of the Kedushas is the Mala Ben Azman, above the Zman. And this, too, is brought, one of the Svarim, the Nevezal says, that very fittingly we have this now on the week of, just that Tishma, the week of Shabbos Nachmu. We have Tere, which just was Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Nachamu, Nachamu, also is Begimatria Pinchas. Begimatria, eight times Hashem's name, together. This is the exact fitting time to have the Bris Mila, especially now before we come to the biggest Simcha, the biggest holiday of the year. The Gemara says, Chamisha Asa B'Av, 15th day of Av, never was a holiday like that for the Jews. The Gemara gives many reasons why. The 15th day of Av is exact middle of the month, and it's brought that one of the secrets behind this is, middle of the month, or the 15th day, each day represents a different letter of the alphabet. The 15th letter is a letter Samach, which is a circle. Now, the whole purpose of Tisha B'Av, mourning, Avelus, we have the idea of the egg, a round egg which is a symbol of mourning, and that egg itself, Ben Azal brings that the egg is a symbol of a mourner, because on Tisha B'Av the Chol Beis HaMikdash took place, both of them, and yet that same symbol of mourning on Tisha B'Av was brought Mashiach. The Geula started on Tisha B'Av itself. That's why Ben Azal says that the egg takes exactly 21 days to hatch, and that's why it's exactly 3 weeks of mourning. And correspondingly, every animal or bird has a tree corresponding to it. The tree corresponding that takes exactly 21 times to produce fruit is the luz, the walnut. The luz takes 21 days. The luz, of course, is that little bone in which the person comes back to life. Here's the mason. Correspondingly, you have the sign of mourning, and the luz, which is round too, as the sign of gula. And that's why the 15th day of Av is the symbol of the gula. It comes right to Tisha B'Av, that's the round, the letter Samach. And this 15th letter, what is the Samach so special about as Simcha? It is said, or the Shilah Kodesh, I don't have a catalog memory. Anyhow, it's brought that the Gemara says that the Yosef Levi, if the Mashiach comes, there'll be a special party made by Hashem as the host, and there'll be a Simcha, a dance. I'll go around in a circle and dance. Why does a dance have a circle specifically, specially? Because going in a circle, nobody is the leader. They're all alike. The greatest achievement possible is peace and goodwill among everyone. And that can be only when there is no one bigger or greater than the other. This Mechel, Hashem himself going to this circle with the Tzaddikim, and they'll all be going around in a circle. Who is the first one? This is the secret. It's brought why we have Yud Beis Mazalis. The Sforim bring, I believe it's the Rizal too, says it, and it tells them, that these Yud Beis Mazalis, the 12 signs of the zodiac, are brought in the Gemara. These revolve in a circle. And these are living things. They're like Malachim, angels. They have sense, they have brains, they have understanding. Among angels too, the Gemara says, there can be jealousy. Not between themselves, but of people. Tosfos brings it. Kino Yesh Bechem, do you have jealousy among the angels? And the answer is yes, they have among looking at others. But here, to show, Hashem created the heavens so to show there's no jealousy, that when this Galgalan, these mazolos in the Galgal turn around in a circle, complete circle, constantly revolving. They all move backwards. All Galgalan move backwards in a circle. And anyone sees only the back of the other. He never sees the face of anyone else. He moves back and sees the back of the other in a circle. In doing that, what's the purpose? Well, why not have each other see themselves? What's the exact reason? Because in moving back this way, he sees himself as the leader, going back. He sees all the others in front of him. Every single one of the Galgalim sees himself as the leader, and they're all following him. And this, of course, creates that feeling of goodwill to all, or equality. Everyone is a leader. There's no leader or follower, or leaders. This is the letter Samach. This is the Pinyanat Mishasa Biyov, 15th day of Av, after Nachmu Nachmu. This is the beginning. The coming of Eliyahu Hanavi is one of the heralds of the coming of Mashiach. So now, at this Bris Milah, which was one of such Kedusha, Eliyahu Hanavi is present here at this Bris Milah, that of course we saw, we felt, but we know that the Rabbeinu Zalta was present at this Bris Milah. Because for a name given to a child after the Rabbeinu Zalta, and in such Kedusha, surely he was present too. That's why, when very much Besimcha, to leave Eretz Yisrael is very difficult. The Gemara says a person should not leave it, even in the dire circumstances. But for such an idiot, for such a simcha, for such a bris that is such kedusha, and certainly I'm filled with simcha, and I'm filled with very, very sincere wishes to the utmost degree of a person's feelings. And with my full heart, I extend these brachas and wishes to the parents that they should be zecher to raise their children, future children, mitach simcha, mitach nachas. They should see a lot of nachas in bonim, b'nei bonim, children and grandchildren, and together to see the coming of Mashiach, the simcha kolius for the entire Klal Yisrael, b'yad beis hamikdash v'heira, amen v'yamein.
Amen.